News from NOAA. Don't be complacent. The show's only getting started. NOAA updated its forecast for the 2006 Atlantic hurricane season, and the outlook still is for an above-normal number of storms. This updated forecast is slightly lower than the outlook issued in May, but remains above the seasonal average of 11 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 2 major hurricanes. At a news conference in Washington, D.C., retired Navy Vice Admiral Conrad Lautenbacher, the Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and NOAA Administrator, said what a difference a year makes.
Last year, at about this time, we had reported a record 9 named storms, including 4 hurricanes. This year, we've tallied 3 named storms. I think everybody's familiar with the tropical storm Alberto, Beryl, and Chris. None of which became hurricanes.
Lautenbacher said no one should be putting away their hurricane survival kits just yet because August to October is the peak of hurricane season.
While the beginning of this hurricane season has been relatively calm compared to last year, it does not mean we are off the hook. In fact, the level of activity we've experienced this year is typical for the beginning of the season.
Lautenbacher said the conditions for an active hurricane season remain in place. Warm sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean and Caribbean Sea of 80 degrees and higher, along with favorable wind patterns with low wind shear.
The bottom line is that NOAA still expects the 2006 season to be above normal, with a total of 12 to 15 named storms, of which 7 to 9 will become hurricanes, and 3 to 4 will be hurricanes in the major category, or Category 3 and above.
Category 3 hurricanes pack winds between 111 to 130 miles per hour. Jerry Bell, NOAA's lead seasonal hurricane forecaster, said there are important reasons why there won't be a repeat of the record activity in 2005.
We're predicting less activity for two reasons. One is that the sea surface temperatures have cooled somewhat. And the second very important reason is that the combination of climate factors that could produce an extremely active season did not persist as we had originally thought it might.
Max Mayfield, the director of the NOAA National Hurricane Center in Miami, attended the news conference via satellite because he doesn't like to be too far from the center during the peak of the season. He said the nation got a report card at the beginning of the hurricane season when the National Hurricane Survival Initiative, a public-private partnership, commissioned a survey of 1,100 residents in coastal communities from Texas to Maine. Mayfield said he's concerned by the results of the poll done by Mason-Dixon Research.
This report was not encouraging, for it found that 56% don't feel vulnerable to a hurricane or related flood or tornado. 60% do not have a family disaster plan. 68% have no hurricane survival kit.
Mayfield said it's very important for people not to let down their guard.
You can call this hurricane survival 101 if you like. Step number one, know the dangers. That means know your vulnerabilities to the storm surge, the high winds, the heavy rainfall, and the tornadoes. Step number two, develop a plan. It's important to do this now if you have not already done so. Number three, secure your home when the hurricane threatens your community. And step number four, if you're told to evacuate, do so immediately.
David Paulison, the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, said he's mostly concerned about personal preparedness, which will aid first responders to concentrate on those who cannot take care of themselves.
We need to make sure that as individuals that we do everything we can do to prepare ourselves, our families, and our homes and our properties for this hurricane season. And that means simply making sure that you, if you're not in an evacuation zone, that you can ride out a storm and ride out in your home for at least 72 hours.
NOAA cautions those in the potential path of storms to have a NOAA weather radio all hazards to help protect against the dangers posed by tropical storms and hurricanes. Remember, it only takes one hurricane to make it a bad year. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.